Vibes.
Jingle now, yeah.
Yeah, it's had some opposition. What do you boys think of the jingle?
Needs a bit of work.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard it here. Not even first. Like, they are going to run a poll on this. The jingle isn't being well received, but you know what the jingle means, guys. It's another episode of Vibes and Tribes. Today, only with one host, because Dazzalino, he's actually off sick. So, Dazza, if you're listening to this, wishing you well and wishing you a speedy recovery. Looking forward to having you back on the next episode. But, you know, as they say, the show must go on. So here we are, talking about Marbella and Ibiza.
Let's go.
And more importantly, we got some new guests joining us on the show. So, you know, just want to take the chance to welcome you and say thank you, boys.
Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Just so the fans and the listeners know who is going to be speaking today, you've got to do a little intro. So, don't know if you want to plug any socials, if you've got them, but yeah.
I'm James. I have no socials. Antisocial.
Antisocial.
Antisocial James. That's sticking. Antisocial, yeah. James. Okay.
Nikita. Nikki for short. My socials aren't. They're not that deep, to be honest. Okay. We don't need to plug them.
So not.
We're private.
Not so deep, Nikki. Antisocial James. Not so deep, Nikki.
That's the one.
And then Josh, but Benson to most.
And Benson.
Mine, because. Seems like that's the vibe tonight.
I think what I will say just before we kick into it is, if you don't know, hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll realise every group needs a Benson.
Mm, absolutely.
Agreed.
I think that's the general consensus amongst our friends.
Accountant,
right?
2.0, isn't it?
That's it.
Accountant, you know what I mean?
The Accountant 2.0.
Everyone needs an accountant.
Every group, every tribe need an accountant. So I've got the Homeboys tribe. This is tribe 2.0, and we've got the Accountant 2.0. So yeah, welcome. To kick it off, as I like to do with each of our guests, you're going on holiday. What's the first thing you need to pack? We'll go to the Accountant 2.0.
Well, I think it got announced in episode one, didn't it? The extension cord.
Okay.
Absolute requirement. And actually, Nikki can take credit for telling me that one. On our trip to Marbella, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was big. It's a very big shout, actually. I'm surprised that got brought up, to be honest, because not many people are doing that.
Proper hack.
That's a hack.
We're trying to say all the hacks ain't hacks.
This is a proper hack. When whoever you're rooming with forgets their adapter, forgets their plug.
Yeah, James. Always.
You're covered.
So to question on this, and I was actually thinking about this today, when you do have the extension cord, is it being kept next to the owner's bed or is it being put in a communal area?
Absolutely.
As long as I can charge my phone overnight, anyone can use where it is.
Yeah, I do daytime charging.
So, okay.
Yeah, then they take it back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very big shout, though. So, Accountant 1.0. He had the plug on the
extension. No pun intended. yourself, Nikki, what's the first thing you got to say?
So, do you know what? I was listening to everyone's responses to this on the last few pods. And I was so surprised that people were saying tech, chargers, extension cord. Like, for me, that's like the last thing I'm packing, you know, top of the clothes type of vibe. For me, it's the pants.
Okay.
The pants.
What are you going to say?
Have you ever forgotten pants on the holiday? Is that been brought on pants on the trip?
Pants are essential. And do you know what?
They are.
When you roll them up and they go into them like ridges in the case.
Yeah.
Space saver. But you saw the situation with the pants.
Yeah,
do you know about it?
He had a little pantastrophe in Ibiza.
A pantastrophe.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into it.
Pants all day. You got to number the days plus at least two. and chuck one in the hand luggage too.
Big,
especially in the hot weather.
The day when it's hot.
When it's hot. Yeah, so is that a hat, guys? Actually, girls as well. You know,
especially girls.
Especially girls.
Triple.
Two sets of underwear minimum.
Minimum.
Okay.
Keep them fresh, girls.
Minimum. Keep them fresh.
Keep them fresh.
Okay, and finally, James.
For me, just swimmers.
Swimmers. Swim shorts is your go-to.
First thing, straight away, swimmers, and then goggles.
In case you forget your boxers. Goggles.
Well, to be fair, half the time I'm in swimmers, so that's why the boxer thing occurred. Because I was thinking I'm going to be in swimmers a lot. Don't need that many boxes.
So how many swim shorts are you taking on holiday? If you're there for 4 days, how many swimmers are you taking?
One a day.
Okay. Nice.
It's a lot of swimmers.
2 week holiday.
I like to rotate.
14 swimmers.
We do the drip with the swimmers. That's
We do the drip with the swimmers. Do you want to plug any swimwear brands right now in case they might be listening in?
I don't know how you pronounce it, but Frescobal Carioca.
Frescobal Carioca.
Yeah.
Use the
Brazilian,
code
Brazilian.
James 10 for 10% off at checkout. Yeah, thank me later. No, I'm joking. Okay, lovely. So we'll kick things off. All right, we know what we're packing. Bags are packed. I think it's always good to kind of let the listeners know how much do flights and accommodation cost? And before we get into that, we've had people on the pod before. Are you package holiday kind of vibes, or are you, we like to do Airbnbs and flights separate?
Do you know what? The world's changing. I think, like, growing up, going away with my family, like, we're big on the package holidays. We enjoy the all-inclusive, go to a nice hotel, you know, get all the food, them sushi bars, and they do the all that, and nice beach. So that's great for 2 weeks chilling wherever you're going. But even now, like, you know, even my parents, they've just sacked off all of the big providers. They're just going flights, booking.com, you know, Airbnb, all these places, and just booking it up because it's actually cheaper.
All right,
works out cheaper.
Nice. So we'll get into that.
Yeah.
For our trips, okay. So for your trips, guys, we'll go with Marbella first. Nikki and Josh, you actually. So we did it for a stag do. James, sorry, ladies, he's married. He's off the market.
Off the market.
But yeah, we went there on a stag do, and we did it separately. So you arranged the accommodation, didn't you?
For Marbella.
Yeah, for Mavs.
Yeah.
Best man left it. Very late.
Best man left the building.
Yeah, we were best men. We were groomsmen only.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
So no, at him. At him.
Yeah, we'll have to at him. Tayo. See you.
Straight
up. Good job, though.
Yeah. No, you did a very good job. And I've got it here. It was the Apartmentos Serenamar.
That's the one.
Rather family vibe, that's the one. Wasn't it, though, boys?
Yeah, but do you know what? So I looked this up today, actually, and the area it's in is called Le Dama de Noche.
Okay.
Which is, when you're going on a stag...
Sounds like a Mexican wrestler.
Serendipitous, isn't it?
What? I don't get why.
Lady of the Night.
Lady of the Night. Yeah.
Sorry, you were Spanish.
Sorry.
Come on.
Benson is fluent
you
in
haven't
Spanish.
Got your, you haven't got your Spanish counterpart.
No, that would have been...
Fluent lingo.
That would have been Dazalino.
Dazalino, yeah.
Okay.
But just to give a bit of context, obviously, that trip was James's stag. Josh and I were groomsmen. There was another groomsman and Tyo, who was the best man. And it was just a team effort to organize it.
Yeah.
I think, I took a bit more charge with the accommodation. And I think we were just looking at flights together and stuff. And
everyone came out separately. It's a lot easier when it's Europe.
And do we remember how much, so we're talking about Marbella first. Do you remember how much the flights cost roughly?
Pretty cheap, no?
They were pretty cheap, yeah.
About like 100 quid? 150 quid?
They were about that, I think they were about 120.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, when you're doing the comparison, like Marbella is actually very reasonable for flights. And there's no crazy flight times. And just so your listeners or viewers know, you fly to Malaga.
Yes.
There's no Marbella airport. It's Malaga.
That's a big one to know. Yeah. You are flying to Malaga. To Malaga. Just to kind of round that off there, so the accommodation, we were there for two or three nights. Was it two nights? You guys went a night early, actually.
Yeah. We went, yeah.
So
we
I was there for two nights, and I think I ended up paying, I think it was 150 quid, so it was like 75 a night for accommodation, which, yeah, like you say, once again, isn't too bad. And even though you said it was, you know, family, it was family vibes, the villa, it was a lovely area. So, you know, that Noches.
We also weren't there.
Yeah, somewhere to rest your head.
Exactly. But there was a pool that people did get into. We were really close to a supermarket, so we were able to get like food and amenities. It wasn't that far. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say. So this place where we stayed, it was probably a 5-minute drive from Porto Banus, which is where we actually went. Not actual, you know, Marbella. It was Porto Banus, actually when my a couple of my friends and I went out there after uni, we don't know if we coined the term, but it was get loose like a goose in Porto Banus. that was how it went that time. But anyway, this trip, yeah, it's 5 minutes from Porto Banus, and it's one of those community sort of like, you know, villa type places where they've got the communal pool and it's like an apart hotel. You go to the desk and they show you where your apartment is, and they're like 2-3 bedrooms and stuff. But what was funny on that trip was, when remember when we went to the reception and the lady was like, oh, no, we're going to put you in this block because the other block, you know, they're like Spanish families there. They're not going to want you up there. It wasn't one of those spots. So.
Oh, also spread us very deliberately, I think.
Oh, to make sure that there wasn't too much of a mazza. So just... And to give like the final bit of context on the stag do, I think there were 16 of us that went in total. So we had 16 people. Was it only three rooms though? I was looking back at it today. It was 2 rooms of 5 and 1 room of 6. So that goes to show you the apartments were quite big, I'll say. I think I had my own bed, and I was in an apartment with 6 people. So
I had my own bed.
There you go. So make of that what you
will. He had the double whammy. What? As well. He had the nice king size.
He had a king size bed to himself. There you go. So these apartments,
the stag's got a rest.
We'll definitely include a link in the description.
Bit of information about why you often have to split up. There's a villa limit in Marbella.
Is there?
In terms of size, you can't have like a villa for 20 people legally.
Oh, okay.
Because we looked.
Do you know what the limit is?
It's either 12 or 16, but it's a big deal in terms of trying to organise a big group thing.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, guys. If you're ever going to Marbella, Porto Banus, there is a villa limit. With that, just rounding it off. So flights and accommodation, we're looking at about 150 to 300 is what I'm saying for flights and accommodation.
Yeah.
That's Marbella.
Depends on how many of you are going, right?
That's true.
And I don't know, maybe we touch on it now, but, you know, if you're going as a couple or whatever, you know, they've got the classic Iberostar, you know, those type of places in the actual town, the Melia hotels like that. But they're more pricey. So you're looking at like, it was about 200 quid for the Melia a night and about 160 for the Iberostar. So, you know, it can fluctuate. Like if you're going for a long weekend, still decent, you know, about 400-500 quid. But if you're going with, a couple of couples or something, then...
It can be all right.
You can get it within that sort of budget.
All right, nice. And then Ibiza. So I've done Ibiza pre-COVID a few times. These boys have already done it once. I mean, I was about to say post-COVID, but we're still in COVID.
And we're about to do it again.
And they're about to do it again. So by the time this episode launches, they probably would have been there. So flights and accommodation, when you went a couple of weeks ago, first of all, how long did you go for, boys? And second of all, how much did it cost? And where did you stay?
3 nights, right?
3 nights.
But two slightly different setups. So we'd rolled from Vegas, but America never opened. So with about 2 weeks to spare, we had to organise.
Human.
Yeah, not ideal.
Human.
We had to basically reassess and book Ibiza with about 2 weeks lead time. So considering we had some older adults, the majority decided to punt for the BA package. I know that got brought up in episode one as well.
Can't go wrong with a BA package.
So for Vegas?
For Ibiza.
Oh, for Ibiza.
So we ended up in Amaro Beach, which is more of a couples vibe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many lads?
I think about 12 of us were in there.
12 lads in a couples hotel.
We had Well, no, as in you'd go there more like a long weekend with your missus for house
fancy.
Music. It was fancy.
It was fancy.
Bougie. Yeah. These boys fancy. Went more for the sort your flights, sort your own hotel. Yeah.
When we said that, they were talking, like, it was like...
It's $550 for flights at reasonable time and 3 nights in a nice hotel. So it's not...
Yeah.
For Ibiza, I think it's still reasonable.
Yeah.
But these boys were trying to push the budget.
I was also only there for 2 days. Yeah. So I was like...
So you didn't need the package for the
first day. Suppress the budget.
You don't need to spend $200 a night per person. For like 2 nights.
So how much were your flights?
We're
and
not
going to
be there long at all.
I think the flights were actually maybe £100 or something.
Okay.
Like, they weren't expensive. Then the hotel, I think we paid what, maybe like $150 each.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you paid about half.
Yeah. What we did, you know, me being accountant 2.1, you know, I can be a bit, you know, tight-fisted, some might say, but you know,
he says that whilst wearing Palm Angel trainers.
that's priorities. He spends the money on
priorities.
priorities, exactly. Do you know what I mean? So, I said, look, boys, we're going to be there for 3 days. We're not going to be in the hotel, really, right?
Yeah.
I looked at the Amare Beach, and well, there was a funny story about that actually. And I said, look, it's quite bougie. I think we can do it cheaper. So we were looking for a hotel on the same little strip in near San Antonio, I think it's San Jose, and found like a couple of hotels that were sub 200 a night.
What star?
For the whole room. It was like 3 stars.
So no frills.
They were apartments.
It was like a service department sort of like.
Service apartment.
But somewhere where you can lay your head when you were drunk and you didn't really care.
It made sense by the end of the trip.
Okay.
A lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. But it was I mean, the place is called Axel Beach. Look it up. It's a really
link
nice
in description.
Spot.
For your LGBTQ followers, it's friendly.
Very friendly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's one of the ones we discovered
when we got there. It's friendly.
So you fit it in nicely. The two of you arriving together.
When we got there, it was me and James, and we were trying to check in, and they were just being long with our room. Like, they were just taking time. So we're like, okay, we'll go for like a little pina colada by the pool, right?
Oh my God, the story, the plot thickens.
Yeah. So not only, you know, and it kind of, we thought, oh, this is quite a progressive hotel.
Rainbows everywhere.
Yeah.
But subtle. Not very subtle. Too much.
It was tasteful. It was very tasteful.
Noticeable.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when we got to the pool, you know, there was the budgie smuggler crew was...
Strong.
Was on deck.
Okay.
James included?
Yeah. One of the many.
One of the many swimwear.
Yeah. And then we had pina coladas, so, you know, got a few looks. But look, big love to that community. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was blessed. But what was funny was that we got slightly stitched up by Josh because we were looking at another hotel. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, check this place. It's a bit nicer than yours, similar sort of price. And then we ended up going for it, and we were just a bit taken aback. You know, we weren't prepared.
All right.
But it was sick. No. But the rooms were nice, right?
Yeah, the rooms were nice.
Yeah.
They did a job. Solid. And all right, so you got it at about half the price point. So I think, you know, just for the listeners, it is worth noting, right? They might have done a day less, but if you are able to find a decent deal with separate flights and accommodation, you don't necessarily have the BA like protection, but you are able to save on some money for your Palm Angels trainers, okay? I'm joking. But also with that, we're talking about location. So we spoke about Puerto Banús and Marbella. I think one thing that is really worth noting with Ibiza is there's two main places as far as I know. I know these guys mentioned San Jose, but to those who go to Ibiza a lot, you've got San Antonio and you've got Playa del Bosque.
Mm.
And my understanding from people who have been there, people who are regular goers, is that San Antonio is a little bit.
To be fair, I only went there once on my first trip, only went there once because I went with couples.
Okay.
So it's three couples. We only went for one night in San Antonio, the rest of the time, the nights out are actually nice, it's a bit leave it, it was decent,
but they were open.
The super clubs actually there's a couple in San Antonio, but Den Bosque is where you want to be, long story short.
Yeah.
Playa del Bosque is where you want to stay. The few times I've been, I've stayed in Airbnbs and hotels in Denbosa. And one of the main reasons is just because when we get into the day parties, the night parties, a lot of them are like on one massive road. Mm. And there's like a Burger King. What more do you need? You've got all your clubs, you've got Burger King, you've got people everywhere just catching a vibe.
Yeah.
And that's that really.
We actually messed up big time. Well, I mean, it worked out fine. We just spent a lot of money on taxis.
Oh, because you did.
Because we stayed in like San Antonio area. We were just round the bay.
Mm.
And we found ourselves basically in Ibiza town or round that Playa del Mbosa area most of the time. So we were just bouncing back and forth.
Mm.
So definitely recommend
and
that. Yeah,
just one on that. You mentioned spending a lot of money on taxis. Did you ever get like the unmarked cabs?
The accountant is sweating.
Taxis are a racket.
They are.
In Ibiza. It's unreal. But we also, again, trying to mobilize 16 blokes all at the same time. So we went for the private Vianos pre-ordered for certain things.
Hold tight, Vianos.
Mm. Which, it adds to the cost. Yeah. But it also means they turn up when you booked. Which in certain cases was worthwhile.
Was Vianos picking you up as well? Or was it just on the way out to the location?
Depends how quickly we were trying to move from A to B and then B to C.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Nice. So we've spoken about the fact that you've done some stag do's, you've done couples holidays. You know, some people have just done holidays. We all know Ibiza and Marbella are really good for nights out. And I think one of the reasons we've done this episode is to kind of compare and contrast the two. But before we get into that, you know, what other things did you get up to, if anything? Like, what else is there to do? Let's start with Marbella, because I know that there's like golf. There is golf in Marbella if you're into that. We'll go to James.
Tennis as well, yeah.
I went for vibes.
You just went for straight vibes and to eat good food.
Oh, I guess that's partying though. So
yeah.
It was vibes.
You won't find James around the golf course.
I don't play golf. Okay, so
not technical. So for James, it was just the vibes
as well, right? So
to Marbella.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there before. And we didn't play golf.
Was it just a party? Would you say there's much else to do there?
Yeah, there is actually like, you know, you can do your sort of like you know, tours in the like jeep, you know. Mm. The guy comes, takes you in the jeep, takes you into the hills and the mountains.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff, like, you know, I mean, with Marbella it's a lot more, I'd say, family orientated as a party place. Like, I always find there's more sort of like older demographic there.
Okay.
And more families, because it's more of like a sort of a villa type of situation. And, you know, when you go to Porto Banus, you know, the little strip with all the bougie shops and stuff, you know, there's like families walking around.
Yeah.
It's a lot more of that. It's a lot more family friendly. And
they've
got water parks and all of that kind
they
of
thing. They do have a water park, don't they? I never got to go there, but yeah, they definitely do have that.
But you're right. Yeah. Tennis clubs, golf clubs. I mean, they're massive for golf. There's so many golf courses. Actually, when we went, when I went with my friends, actually Dave, one of my friends that James met recently, his family had an apartment there. And so we went out, stayed there after uni, and it was a very good time. But again, we were just there to vibe. But we were staying like it was like a golf course place. Okay. And you can see like very big there.
Okay.
Love it.
Are you a golfer? Last question.
I might hit the driving range.
He might hit the driving range.
I can get around the 9 hole in, you know, 2 hours. Or
I don't even know if that's good, because I'm not a golfer. And then Benson, is the only time you've been to Marbella on the stag?
It is. Well, I went when I was about 8.
So, and I don't know.
Good example of what Nicky
said. What do accountants do before normal people wake up? Is there much to do?
Rolling around in bed.
Yeah. Is there much accounting to do? No.
He's counting the
checking the blows on the account from the night before.
Okay. Yeah. Making sure the Monzos are up to date. Okay. So what we'll take from that is, Marbella. There are some nice outdoor activities to do, and you've got some shopping and there's some sightseeing. And then we'll get to Ibiza. So obviously, you know, Ibiza famed for the clubbing. But if you do the couple thing, as Nikita's saying, there's definitely like a different side to the island where, you can just go for really nice meals. You can do a bit of sightseeing, you can watch some sunsets, and basically you can just detach away from that whole kind of raving scene. James, you've done that, haven't you?
Yeah.
So just talk to
us. A lot of what we were doing was just beach clubs, but nicer, much nicer beach clubs. There's a DJ, but it's chilled sort of background, sort of housey music.
You're talking about Ocean Beach?
No.
Okay.
We went to Cotton Beach Club, Experimental Beach Club, Beach House, but they're all like sort of smaller. They're
boutique.
Literally nothing like Ocean Beach. Okay. No, there's no one dancing. It's not, it's very much not that. It's sort of an older crowd.
Yeah.
A lot more couples, just sick views, beautiful people.
Good food?
Great food.
Okay. And is it like, we've talked previously on the pod about, getting tables. Is it like you get a day bed? It's day beds. Yep. And how much would that cost roughly, thinking back?
Oh, 150.
150, and you just put that towards food?
Yeah, food and drink. Just over the course of a day, you're going to do 150. I think there's probably most places it's like 100 euro minimum spend.
Yeah.
And
if you're there all day?
If you're there all day. It's very easy to hit. I mean, a drink's probably 18 euros or something. So,
bottle of water, 15 euros. But we're gonna get to that. Nikita, have you been to Ibiza for the company side of things?
I have actually, yeah. And it was a bit rogue. Went like in October.
Okay.
So it was a bit cool.
Out of season.
It was out of season. Yeah. It was a bit cooler. I have to say, the flights were very cheap.
When you went,
that time of year. It was but. Stayed in a nice sort of family-run hotel right over on the east side of the island in Calabog. Is a wicked little spot. There's some, cove beaches, little Calas. Some nice local restaurants. It was nice and quiet, very chilled, but you need to take a little jumper for the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, but that, I mean, it's very cost-effective.
Considering it's October as well, I think a little jumper...
That's all right.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, only in the evening as well. During the day, it was lovely. It was like, it was still, close to 20 degrees, like 18 degrees. And Santa Eularia, it's beautiful.
Wonderful
beautiful
pronunciation.
Town. Thank you. Better than Amer Beach, isn't it, James?
And then Benson, obviously you've done Ibiza for this time. You're a Spanish speaker, so have you been before? I mean, that doesn't mean that necessarily you've been to Ibiza on a couple's holiday, but...
I haven't. That was the first time.
That was the first time.
Stags only for me.
Stags only. So
it's when he's allowed out.
Basically,
someone else get married soon, please.
Yeah. If you're married like Benson, he's only allowed out for stag dudes. Apart from that, he has to stay at home. No. We're joking. Lucy, we love you as well.
Yeah.
That leads us nicely into food. All right. So we've spoken about going for lovely couples meals. We'll go back to Marbella first. So I know that on the stag do night one, we went to Jack's Smokehouse. I don't know if it's completely. It was decent.
It was decent. Definitely wasn't Spanish.
That is soaking up the booze food. That is not a romantic meal for 16 blokes.
It's the TGI Fridays of Porto Banus.
But look, we did it right, and. They fed 16 people. They did a good job.
Everyone was satisfied.
So I'm gonna shout them out. But where I will say I really enjoyed was night two. So I've got it here. It's called El Patio Andaluz. And I don't know if you remember this. So after the Beaches nightclub, a few of us were licked. And we went there and we got like the massive tins of paella. And we were on the table. The paella at this place, I'll put...
was this after Ocean after. Club?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The boozy dinner is what I'll say after a boozy day.
Only about 10 litres of vodka.
Yeah, Jeroboam on Jeroboam is what we'll call it. But we'll get into that. So yeah, they're the two places I've got in Marbella that really stood out for me. Were there any places that stood out for you guys with regards to food? Benson, I'll kind of stick it on you first.
What, in Marbella?
Yeah, Marbella first.
Well, we ate in the same places.
But to be fair, the first night we were there, do you remember? We went to that place.
Yeah, the nice one.
It was like a out little of town, village. Though, yeah. Right? To be honest, I can't remember where it was. It was like 10 minutes out of town.
I've got La Papadella. I don't know if that's it, because obviously you guys did that's on the itinerary.
Yeah, that I can't remember.
This place was, 15, 20 minutes outside, remote village. put it in the show notes. I've got it.
Yeah, I'll fact check it. I'll fact check it and we'll whack it into the show notes.
That was beautiful. And it was one of those little villages with the like cobbled streets and you've got the seating outside and everyone's just there dining with their bottles of wine. Like it was just ambiance for days.
And vibes.
And
ambiance. All right, so that's my player. Unfortunately, look, you can't eat much there, apparently. but you know, that leads me nicely into my beefer, and I'll kick things off with my beefer, Burger King. Burger King is a place that, like I said, on one of the trips I went, actually, on both trips, I was so close to the Burger King that you just find yourself there just way too much.
And they serve beer.
Yeah, they do serve beer.
Yeah,
what? These boys found about? Themselves.
Una cerveza, por favor.
Yeah, decent. Estrellas as well.
Yeah,
they keep it local. They support the local brand.
They do. They support the community. But yeah. you boys did a couple of nice meals, did you not? So I was speaking to a friend who recently went. He did STK. Did you boys do STK?
So remember, we went during COVID. Yeah. So big clubs aren't open. We're having to adapt to what you can and can't do. Yeah. And there's a couple of recommendations. So one place we didn't go to, but lots of people have talked about, is a place called Casamaca.
Okay, yeah.
But I think that's more, the food is more expensive. It's more on a relaxed evening with like the music in the background. Whereas STK, they had entertainment, I guess is the word for it.
I was so gassed for those guys. With the guy with the violin,
so they're more on like the guitar. They basically make a stage out of the booths. Yeah. So play music, dancers, but your table... You have to stay at your table. So
it was, you couldn't even leave your table and have a little boogie.
No, mind you, at your table you could.
Okay.
But
yeah, STK were not, they were not trying to free the man.
No. So from an integration perspective,
terrible.
From a food point of view, terrible. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, the food was great.
Did you all get steaks? Because I've been into one in London and I got steak.
We shared.
We made the mistake. We had one course and then alcohol. We looked at the other four tables because it's a maximum on a table. They're having four course meals.
Yeah.
Hour till closing, third course is coming along, full steak.
Oh, wow.
Killed the vibe.
Yeah.
It was mad.
Killed the vibe.
Yeah. No, it was good though. It was a good vibe. I thought it was a good vibe.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. But mind you, this was 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We went. So it's not like it was in March. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And they're still very sharp on the curfew, which is 1 a.m. And no mingling.
Yeah. So for the purposes of, you know, when we're recording this podcast, they're referring to like early August, probably.
Okay.
August 2021. This is a complete random question that's just come to me. And this doesn't have to be for IB for my Bayer. I just want to know it. What's the most that you'd ever spend on a meal on holiday? James,
it was probably an Aviva.
What is it, or what would it be? What is it?
Because I'm going to Mykonos in a couple of weeks. We're going to be podding live from Mykonos. Can't wait. And we saw Salt Bae's like menu, and I think we just decided there and then that we can't go there.
What's it saying? What's it saying?
It's like you could get like gold carrot steak for 500. And that's just a steak, right? And it's like roasted potatoes, €60 on the side. Jeez. And that's not even drink. And drink is what you want to go and do in these places.
Yeah. So I think when we were in Ibiza with the couples, we went to Juan and Andrea.
Okay.
On Formentera, I think we paid €550 per couple.
Okay. Euros. Okay. So €270.
But we didn't drink.
Oh wow.
We had a boat day. We had booze in the boat, so we were like, we'll just have a nice lunch.
Okay.
We weren't drinking.
So one and former.
One and Andrea.
One and Andrea. Okay. Yeah. We'll put the link in the bio for that.
Yeah. Was
€275 per person without booze. Mm. Goodness gracious.
To compare though, we did a boat day on the Stag just because we're trying to find things to do with COVID, and the lunch was not that expensive. That's top end. Mm. James is talking about.
Yeah. What's the most that you've spent on any holiday?
Probably this trip as well. Okay. You've got people, two boats, one boat's already there and there's massive bottles of wine on the table already and you just RIP the Monza a little bit.
Yeah, it helps when you can split it with more people.
Mm.
When it's just like six.
You soften the blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nikki?
other day?
Huh?
Was it Le Gav?
Oh, Le Gavroche, yeah.
Is that in
the
UK?
Shout out to Michelle Roux, big man. anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Was it more than 500?
No, absolutely not. Okay. To be honest, on these trips, you just, whatever that's the split true. Is, you just pay. Yeah, and yeah. To, I don't make a fuss, do you know?
Yeah,
do you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
mean? I mean? I just pay. What did we pay in Formentera?
To be fair, it works at like 100 a head, and that's food and booze.
Yeah.
So it's actually it's very not, reasonable. It's
not. So what was the place called for
Shea,
people?
Shea Gurdy.
Shea Gurdy. Yeah. And what type of food was it?
Mixed. Mainly, they label themselves as Italian, but it's paella, seafood. Because look where you are.
It's on Formentera as well. Yeah. So I think those are probably the two big restaurants that people go to on the boat day.
Okay.
High end is Juani Andrea, and then sort of a step down is that one.
There's also Besso Beach, which we tried to book, but we were too late, which is the main one. So if you ever...
Is that in Formentera as well?
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to do a boat, book that early. That's a tip that we learned. Well, we didn't have that long anyway. But
I mean, I asked you guys what you did, and you didn't mention boat day. This is the first I'm hearing, so clearly it wasn't that memorable, or boozy that you don't remember.
I think we're hitting all the sweet spots, right? I mean, we haven't even touched on taboo in Marbella.
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
I think boat day was day two in Ibiza. So day one, I mean, it was like self-made fun.
Okay.
Like, you know, not dodgy, but like out and about.
Stag stuff, everyone get to know each other.
Yeah. Like fun games out and about. Like that's what we were doing. But
And how much did the boat cost, just for people who potentially want to do that on a stag do?
Again, I think, so the first time we did it, again with the couples, I think we were €1,800.
Between? Plus,
so let's say 2K euros between six.
Oh!
Yeah, with fuel though.
Okay.
So
so 300 to 400 euro each?
Yeah. Okay. But it's like a 40-foot sunseat.
Does that include
proper?
Does that include food and beverage?
It includes like drinks and nibbles.
Okay.
So it's like an 8-hour day.
It's an 8-hour day,
morning till evening. So that's your whole day pretty much.
Okay.
And then we had lunch at Juani Andrea's.
Oh wow! It's a bit mad. Okay, I can see the pain in James's face as he relives the day.
Ours were about 2K for a boat that can hold 10, and we had 2. Oh,
okay.
So it's actually not that bad, and you know, they have
good for Amex points. Anybody who's
got Josh, I was going to talk about this. You talked about loading Monzo. If you're doing a group trip, take the Amex fees and split it 16 ways.
Yeah.
Josh was accounting now.
That's a hack.
Monzo, if anybody who works there is listening, look, you're still number one. But, you know, for those benefits, we're not saying get, obviously, only spend what you can afford to spend, guys. But
this isn't financial advice.
Not a financial advisor.
Yeah.
But definitely, spirit in the Amex. I'm jealous, you know, just listening
but, to. I mean, the boat day is incredible. Like, you stop incredible. Off. So you basically go from, where is it? Which port is it?
One There's a couple anyway. Of different ones.
Over to Formentera, like, jump out and swim throughout the day if you're a strong swimmer. Go into like little coves and stuff. Like, it's really,
So is there a drive, or do you drive, or does someone
drive? You get
a drive.
Okay. No, you know what I mean, though. What's the word for driving a boat?
Skipper.
Okay. Yeah. You skip the boat.
El Capitan.
El Capitan. Okay. And then last one on that. Do they provide life jackets for those people who aren't swimmers?
Yes. For children.
The sinkers.
For children. What about for grown men who weigh 90+ kg?
They do. They got that. They got all the toys, like the paddle boards, all the little.
The
sea bobs.
The sea bob. That was so.
It's good crack.
Was there any? Was there any jet skiing?
No.
I think our boats aren't that big.
Okay.
So sizable, but not that.
So I think like, if people are looking for boats, they're obviously different levels of boat, right? Like, it sounds like when you went before with the couples, you got like a big boy Sunseeker type vibe, like, you know, bougie, big time bougie. But you had multiple decks.
Yeah.
In you had the galley and all of that. When we were on the stag, we had like day boats. So they just had the decking around with the
sort of big speedboat thing.
Yeah, but it's like a big speedboat, and they got all the toys on there.
Yeah.
And you just go out, you sunbathe.
Yeah. When you're on a stag, you just want to fuck up the stag. Let's be real.
Yeah.
When you're with babes, them sugars, you want to be
being
nice.
You don't really want to do too much drinking on the boat. if you've not done it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
the sea legs, the sea sickness and all that.
Sea legs, sea legs.
I mean, we spoke about what happened to me in Mexico.
One of the boys, he got caught out.
Throwing up over the side.
I'm not sure that was boat related.
Wow. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Revelation.
Well, anyway, he had a few drinks. Then we went for lunch. He had a few more drinks and whatever. And then he got back on the boat and he was just gone. And that was the stag.
Yeah, good job. There was a toilet on board. That's all I'm saying.
his day was finished.
Nice. So, you know, we started talking about drinking. This gets onto the juicy bit. So I think, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to pair Marbella and Ibiza together is because definitely pre-COVID, I think there was a consensus either, or not a consensus, but there was this general rule of thumb. You're either like a Marbella goer, you know, you got your Essex, oh my God, babe. Or like you're a raver, you're a two-stepper, and you're an Ibiza person. And I think it's not that simple. It's not that black and white. No. So in both venues, you can do day raving and you can go out in the evening. I think I'm just going to kick it off by saying, my take on Marbella versus Ibiza is for the ravers.
Yeah.
Marbella for me is for the clubbers. It's for the people like, if you want to hear hip hop, there's more places to do that in Marbella in the evening.
Yeah, definitely.
Than there is in Ibiza. Ibiza is a bit samey. Mm. So that's how I'm gonna kick it off. We'll start with day parties. We'll start in Marbella. Talk to me. Who wants to go first?
Day parties.
So we went to O Beach.
It was Ocean Beach. I don't know.
Yeah, Ocean Beach.
I don't think they're the same thing.
They're not. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. O Beach. O Beach and Ocean
Man
Beach.
Man like Lineker doesn't own that one. No.
Okay.
But well.
It was called Oceans, sorry. Ocean, the ones.
Ocean Beach.
Yeah, sorry. Wonderful place.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, the vibe in there is great. You've got a lot of space, big pool, lots of beds, you know, all of that good stuff. When we were looking where to go, because you've got some options. I mean, when we were looking, you've got like the quieter beach clubs, which are like day beds.
No, true.
But the you know, one of the most popular ones is Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
And so we looked that up. And looking at prices, because we were trying to cater for all. Yeah. Like everyone's budgets are, you know, whatever. Mm. This was a few years ago. So we thought, okay, we'll keep it cool. We want to keep people interested. We don't want the budget to throw them off. Mm. So we found the deal was like £50 each. And you get a couple of buckets of beers and a bottle of champagne. And we thought, that's sweet. Like, and then people can look after themselves kind of thing, right? On a stag. Some people want pints. Some people want
So when they get
liquor.
Gassed when they're there.
Yeah.
The budget gets looser.
Yeah.
The purse strings widen.
Yeah.
And peer pressure takes over.
What? Yeah.
What, you ain't getting involved in the chair bomb?
Yeah.
Or you just see it. Like, you're like, no. But then you see it come and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was like that. You know, we got another 2 3-liter bottles.
Yeah.
After the buckets ran dry in like half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's a whole day sesh. It was wild. It was really good fun.
It's quite a big difference to Ibiza because it's minimum spend a lot of the time in Ibiza, whereas this is what, £50. It's essentially cover charge.
Yeah.
Whereas Ibiza, it was for a bed minimum like 1,200 minimum.
But that all goes towards booze though.
It does, but it's obviously. It's a commitment.
It can price you out. You can't leave.
Yeah.
That's it.
So what were the figures for both then? For
we'll go Marbella first. I think Marbella's Oceans.
I think
it was 200 each or something?
I don't know why.
Like the whole bill was 2,200 or something
like
that.
No, I thought it was like 3K.
Nah, because we did, you're probably... We did more in the evening.
There were two bills.
Ocean Beach was, I think it was two, because I think those,
It was basically like £170 extra each for Ocean's Beach.
But that's good, considering like we got 6 litres of alcohol.
Yeah. The alcohol's the same in Ibiza and Marbella. It's just commitment or
just margin
on a whim.
Oh, yeah.
And not everybody
drinks
the same.
They'll get you either way.
Yeah. Yes.
But Oceans was, yeah, it was a funny day, wasn't it? It was, James was dressed up as the stag in like gold hot pants, wasn't he? Primed for, what was the name of the hotel in Ibiza? If they saw...
Axel Beach Club.
From what I'm hearing, I think Axel Beach Club would have appreciated what top James wore on his stag in Marbella. So yeah, all right. So you're looking at anything from 50, like we said, cover charge up to about £200 each.
What I would say is spend the money.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, there's no point of going to the bar and
exactly
doing, like, just spend the money.
It's just convenient.
If you obviously, if you can be responsible and whatever, don't spend money you don't have. Yeah. But if you're there for a good time, you're there with a group, enjoy it. Definitely spend.
And often it can actually work out cheaper. But before you've gone to the bar, got around, you've gone to, and it goes round. But probably actually spent the same.
And it's getting a bottle. So much easier.
Yeah.
It's there.
This is going to sound really biased, but in Ibiza, there's a lot of places to go out in the day, and I've been a few times, and there's all sorts of different types of vibe you can go for. So I think Oceans, it's all day party vibes. It can be housey music, but you're getting a similar vibe. Ibiza, you've got. We'll start with O Beach. Obviously, you know, Wayne Lineker. It's the spot to go. Like, the girls go there for the Instagram picture. Yeah. The guys go there to look at the girls getting the Instagram picture.
A couple of the guys on the stand got their Instagram pictures.
The guys are going for the Instagram picture. It, like, I'd say that when I went there the first time with my mates, it was like I'd said at the time is one of the best like day events I've been to, because the music was pumping. We got shown a lot of love, as it appears we always seem to. And yeah, it was really good. The only thing I'd say now is, obviously, we're talking pre-COVID. During COVID and the pandemic right now, it's not open to the extent that
Let's
was.
Be honest, though. They have the best COVID rules. They basically say that the pool is a neutral zone and there's no rules, which is basically where everyone is.
That's okay. The pool is the petri dish.
Yeah.
So if you've got the bed in the pool, you're blessed.
I was going to say, in all of these, bed location is massive.
Essentially,
it has to be.
There's often, four rows of beds?
Yeah.
We had on both access to the pool.
Yeah.
In Ibiza, we had in and out the pool. You want thoroughfare, you want footfall.
Yeah.
and they actually tell you, you can't stand on the edge of the pool, like on the first step in. They're like, you're either in the pool
or you're out
the pool.
Wow.
So you, like, everyone's just there, just wading and just...
I heard that it's only 70% noise at the moment during COVID. So did it sound thumping, or was it like the noise was good enough?
Seemed good to us.
It was good enough.
It was fine.
I'm happy to hear that.
But just to the pre-COVID thing, and you know, hopefully it goes back to this, because you can actually do like an O Beach far more affordably as well.
Yeah.
Because when I went some time ago, it was a good few years ago, but you could get like a sunbed.
Yeah.
And it's like €10.
Yeah.
And you can like go with a few people, a few friends. You don't want to do all bougie, spend the big money and be in the roped off area. Just get a sunbed and you can go and vibe, you know, do your Kistery Classics Day or whatever.
Yeah.
And just do that. So, but this time it was purely beds.
Yeah, I think I remember. So when me and my boys went, there was four of us. And I think we spent £700. £700 got us like... Yeah, one or two bottles. I just remember being finished by the end of that. It shuts at 10 as well. So it's like, we had like one skull. We had like one skull bottle of vodka and then we had something else. But yeah, whatever it was, it mashed us up. But yeah, what I will say, going back to what these boys are saying, is if you are going to do it bougie or whatever, when you're booking, I think there is like a table layout. So make sure you book well in advance and make sure you understand the table layout so you're picking a good table, because it can make or it
you
can
don't
make
want to be
break.
By the entrance on them beds.
We had the I've also got the other accountant and he hooked it up, so shout out Lou again. So that's the first type of thing you can do. But continuing with day things in Ibiza, you've got Ushuaia that I did with my mate. So Ushuaia, there's the who's who of DJs there, but we saw, I think it was like Ants, Eats Everything. It's just crazy. Like, it's a hot box. people are two-stepping everywhere. People are off their face on drugs. It's a bit intimidating if it's like, if it's not for you.
That's not me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's not for you, it is a bit intimidating. Not saying like it's like I was completely comfortable, but you kind of just got to drink yourself into a state where you don't notice what's going on around you. You just like kind of enjoy it with your boys.
So. Biscuits, yeah, mate.
Yeah, something like that. You've got Ushuaia. You've got O Beach. Did you boys go anywhere else?
Mine were like more chilled beach clubs, as I was saying, like Experimental, Cotton, like they're very much chilled.
I think Blue Marlin was the one that a lot of people talked about, which is probably a more upmarket, more upmarket version of O Beach, maybe a bit more sophisticated, I would say.
More.
Yeah, well.
And quite a bit more expensive.
But again, on a stag, there was no need.
Did you go to Blue Marlin?
We didn't. No. Because O Beach was always going to win out for a stag do.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for
Ticks a lot of boxes.
It does.
As they say. I think for most of the places that you go to in the evening, you can basically like rave at them in the day. And then these places shut about between 8 and 10 o'clock, depending on where you are.
O Beach closed at 11.
Yeah.
It closed at 11 when we were there. The
but then back in the day, obviously that shuts at 11, and then you've got like space and everywhere going till 5, 6 a.m. It's basically like on all the time. So that's so what I'd just like round off by saying with the days, you've got more of
don't forget Ibiza Rocks.
Oh my god, bro, I forget Ibiza Rocks. Craig David.
I went to his TS5.
What does TS stand for people asking? He doesn't
me
know.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know what it stands for. Anyway, I know it's his thing, whatever. But went to his set in Ibiza Rocks, and it was sick.
I've heard many good things.
It was
about
a
Ibiza
real
Rocks.
Real vibe.
Cafe Mambo for the sunset as well. Mambo's people always talk about Cafe Mambo.
Isn't it something like the most popular sunset in the world or something?
Yeah.
Those are the boat companies tell you to. They suggest you get dropped off there.
But that's nice as well. But then you can have some dinner there. You can vibe with the DJ.
What's the place that starts with S, which is in Marbella? Oh my god!
Starts with S.
I'm gonna have to find it and put it.
Was it Beach Club?
Yeah, but it's also a restaurant. It's like a restaurant that people go to. I'm gonna have to fact check that. But you've also got Nikki Beach in both Marbella and Ibiza.
Yeah.
But basically, both places you can have a lot of fun in the day, even where to the extent, especially if you're going on couples holidays, and this and that. Like you can do some day stuff,
yeah.
And then you don't even need to go out in the evenings. Obviously some people choose to, but I think the older you get, there's a lot that can keep you entertained up until your bedtime, and then you can go off, sleep it off, and start again the next day, or go on like a nice couples activity. So that's the day, the night. I think it's chalk and cheese. It's night and day. Marbella. So we did Tibu.
We
got a table.
We shut Tibu down.
I think I agree.
It's like
that.
A catwalk of a dance floor,
isn't
it? And it was basically
us.
It
was great. It was sick. It was very good fun, wasn't it?
It was hip hop central. You got your Drake, you got your Kendrick. Yeah. You've got, I don't know who
we
else.
We didn't even get a table in there.
We did
have a bass. But it wasn't in the dance floor.
I had a good time because I don't even remember.
Just were never there.
I don't know what happened. But no, that was a really good time. Again, the music was great.
No, okay, maybe we didn't get one at Tibu. I'm seeing Pangea. Did we get a table?
No, we went to Mirage, didn't we? We went to Mirage on the second night. That's where we got a table.
That's where we did. Okay, so
yeah,
Tibu.
Do you remember
Tibu was the tight one? So it had the outdoor area.
You go up the stairs.
And then
it's like a really long dance floor.
The one that had like bare corners and stuff.
Lots of darts.
I don't want to expose anyone, actually. But I saw some people.
James has been gagging for that one.
I saw some people putting it work.
Jesus.
The pictures in the WhatsApp group exposing the workforces.
But do you know what? I think
all the girls' friends will be sweating now.
It is actually a lot about the music that you find.
So
I would say is that, yes, you're right. Marbella had way better music for our group.
Yeah.
Because it was way more like hip-hop, R&B sort of thing.
Yeah.
But that sort of second night at that Rio place, which was quite shit in
Ibiza.
Bifa,
yeah.
Music was crazy.
Mm.
And again, that was a very, very good night.
Because the music was good.
Because the music.
You went to a place called Rio,
yeah,
in Ibiza,
bro.
Brother.
We'll get there when we switch okay, over. When we switch over to Ibiza, we'll tell you about it. But yeah, Taboo was a really good time. Do you know? Actually, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Human Ken Doll was in there?
No,
you remember but you know, I know the guy of Botch.
He's now a she now.
Is he?
The Human Ken Doll has become a she.
Gotta be careful with those pronouns.
Big up the pronouns.
Transitioned.
No, well, yeah, but so he was in there. He was in there. My bad. She was behind me in the bar queue. And I said, oh, I know who you are. And she goes to me, have you seen me on a gay porno? Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you say yes?
Obviously. Yes, mads. But you will definitely, there's a bit of celeb spotting out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there is.
I think as well, I mean, definitely. I could be wrong about Ibiza, but I think... No, but in Banus, everything's very close.
Yeah.
So for way what closer. We were doing on the stag, like I know you talked about in the last episode, you had your karaoke moment because we were early.
What night was that actually?
Both nights.
Both nights.
So. First night was the one where
we could talk
he had
about
a lot
it,
of attention.
We could talk about it.
We kind of skipped the strip as well. I think it's definitely worth noting.
Like the harbour.
Yeah. So the actual port itself, there's a great strip with Linekers, obviously. Yeah. You got to shout out Linekers. It's
a lot of lower end bars.
Yeah, lower end
fun
bars.
Stuff.
Yeah. Fun
dive karaoke. Bars.
Yeah.
They are dive
yeah,
bars.
Sticky floors, plastic cups, yeah. Like all that good stuff. Karaoke bars is, yeah.
Then you open it's up into kind of where
it's for
the big
pre-drinking.
Clubs are. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Cheap.
The hen dudes.
A lot
and the
of hen dudes. That's what I was going to say. There's
the
a lot of hen dudes.
The strippies.
A lot of stags. And yeah, Linekers. I mean,
God, I forgot about Linekers.
What a place! So for those of you who back themselves with the vocals, Linekers will really put you to the task. I do back myself.
Mm.
I got up on stage. Maybe I'll share the videos with the Instagram page. Maybe it is a lot. I need to.
The pictures alone are.
But I got harassed. I got harassed by a Hindu whilst I was. Yeah. The boys convinced me to take my top off. And then the women who were about 55, 60
at least
proceeded to get on the stage and lick me whilst I was singing and somehow managed to keep a straight face and you know end the song so yeah we went back and did that again the following night
Bio's idea by the way
no but everyone what did you sing you sang Diamonds didn't you
yeah a little Rihanna thing
did you
yeah. You did it
I didn't see that
it was me
you did it it's a Groomsman song
Tyrone Reese yeah
I can't even remember
licked at that point then.
Do you remember
what you did
they stuck me up on stage next day with no voice it's pretty embarrassing don't remember what the song was
but yes it's for everyone and I think yeah, like you can't go wrong with a little bit of karaoke just to set the scene. But yeah, just rounding off Marbella, there's a few good places and they are in similar locations. So you got your Tibu, you got your Pangea. There's probably
Mirage. Mirage.
You got
it was
Mirage.
Decent. It was decent. I think the table was 1500 in there.
Yeah, again, we booked it on the day, so we probably got finessed a little bit.
It's worth 100 to 150, but you ain't got to worry about
there's
going to the
booze.
Bar.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about queuing, and you've got the bass. And I think, as we said in previous episodes, the bass is key. But that takes us nicely into Ibiza. So, do you boys want to go first? Should I talk about it? Because I've obviously been a few times and done all sorts.
Yeah, so maybe you go pre-COVID, we'll go.
Yeah. So, pre-COVID, obviously, there's two places you go. So, one is San Antonio. But like you say, you do that once. And I think the main place in San Antonio that I remember is a place called, I think it's called Sankey's. And Sankey's was the one place that you could go for hip hop. But I remember the first time I went there with my boys, I drank a drink that had been spiked. And it was an awful... But like you laugh. But the reason I say it is because, so imagine night one, I'm out with my mates and I drink this drink and... When I say I lost it, like I could not think. I just, even having flashbacks now, it scares me. Like, I remember, like, I was outside of Sankey's or somewhere, and like my face was on the pavement, and I was trying to like lift my face off the ground to like stand up. I physically couldn't stand up for.
Was it your drink?
No. So I was
your mind sweeping.
That's why you don't mind sweep.
No. I didn't like. Basically, it was like, I think we had champagne. So, like, they do you a deal and you get champagne. And I picked up the wrong champagne cup, jeez, basically.
You saved someone's night.
Yeah, I did. I took a stray. Yeah. Honestly.
You took a stray.
But that night, and the worst thing is, like, and I'll say this to, like, boys and girls. Boys, like, have your mandems back. I think too often, guys just think that, you know, you're invincible and that nothing can happen to you. Like, my boys, by the time, somehow, basically, I had to give someone my wallet to get home. I was so drunk. I was just like, look, take everything. I don't know how I made it home, but somehow I did, back to the apartment. And I go to my boys. I'm in there. I'm like, boys, like, I can't speak. Where are you? Like, where were you tonight? And they're like, oh, we thought you'd gone with someone. I was like, no. Like, how do you just leave someone? How do you leave someone who's in
I was
that
about
much...
to find the upper room.
Like, how do you leave someone who's in that much trouble? So no shout out to the man then. Like, girls as well, obviously, you know, it's a scary thing and there are dodgy men out there. But please be checking in on one another. Please be making
especially
sure.
Somewhere like that as well. Like,
yeah, in a place like Ibiza. So there were Sankey's in San Antonio, but... Just to talk about a few of the others, so we went to High, which was formerly Space. I know people have heard of that.
I think
before.
It was Pasha before as well.
No, there is a Pasha there. There's a big Pasha there.
It's the first one or something, isn't it?
So on the final night of my first one, we did Amnesia. We did Glitterbox at Amnesia. Oh my God, that was crazy. Another story. So we had to get an unmarked cab because all your cabs are taken up. Basically, so we've had to pay like this dodgy person. It's like a 10-minute journey, but we've had to pay like, I don't know, it was like 30, it's like 30 or 100 euros. It's like 30 euros each, I think.
Is this to get back?
To get there.
So when you went, were they not doing the party bus between San Antonio and
like, we weren't in San Antonio. So
kind of, oh, you are.
So Amnesia is like off the motorway, so you've got to go like through a motorway to get, you can't walk there,
right?
So we got it from Den Bosser to Amnesia. But anyway, like, three of us went. It was so busy in Amnesia. I remember the first time I went, like, couldn't move. I physically couldn't move. And then we paid 150 euros for a ticket, and we left after 20 minutes because it was so busy. Jeez. And then we had to get another unmarked cab back. So I just remember that night costing like over 200 euros.
You've got to throw that money at the table.
Amnesia's not a kind of place where you go and get a table. Like, these raves, there's no one stunting.
It sounds like my idea of hell, that.
Yeah, in Ibiza, there's no one stunting.
So we went to High, David Guetta, decent, but probably quite similar, like very housey, jam-packed. And yeah, no table.
I really liked High.
It was a good night, but it's like gem pop. You're queuing up for drinks. Drinks are like 30 quid or whatever, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's all a bit much.
Yeah.
But I think those places are catered for people that are on stuff.
Mm.
So you're not at the bar. You're in a different headspace. You're just very free with it.
Yeah.
So if you're just drinking, you need to think about that situation a bit more.
And to Jamie's point of people being on stuff, because so many people are on stuff, They charge extortionate prices for bottles of water. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you would have heard this before, but you're paying minimum 10 to 15 euros for a bottle of water.
The little ones as well. So not even.
Yeah, water is more expensive than alcohol, or it's about the same price.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
And for people that want just water,
it's
very jarring.
It's mad. So I did that. The second time I went, so I went with my mate, shout out Jake, he was on last week's episode actually, and Jake, he used to be in the music industry, so like very well connected. So everywhere we went, queue jump, like behind the DJ, it was nice. So even though these places were rammed, I wasn't feeling the ramness. So did Amnesia again. Like when he was like, oh, we're going Amnesia, I was like, oh shit, here we go again. But no, they niced us. I didn't even realize it, but there's like an upstairs where they got like VIP tables. So to your point, didn't even know it was there. It was so busy, couldn't get in to see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did the VIP. We did Circo Loco. is that the name of it? No, DC 10. That's what it's called. DC 10. The music there, thumping. Like that's the most. That's the most techno. Like you go to Circo Loco, you want you can like Ibiza. For hours, but yeah, that was sick. Trying to think, we did Blue Marlin as well. Like Martinez Bros were there. We got to see them. We did so many. I think like went back to Ushuaia. There's just so many places that you can go for a good time.
This is the thing. Like obviously, this comparison is good because it kind of you can set the bar of what are you looking for? What's your budget? What's your vibe as well? Because to be honest, for me, I really like the nightlife in Marbella.
Yeah.
Like the Ibiza nightlife isn't really for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm going there with friends to catch a vibe.
Yeah.
Or I'm going out the madness if I'm going with someone like, you know, a girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
To see the beautiful parts and just like nice restaurants and stuff. But like Ibiza's elite. If you like to party, if you like tables,
there is
if you like dancing, if you like whatever you like, it has it. You like boats, it's got it. Like, it's just on steroids.
So. Do you know what makes me laugh about Ibiza is, so when I went to Bali, like you talk to like travellers and you're like, oh, how long have you been travelling for? And some people are like, oh, 3 months, oh, 6 months, oh, a year. When you go to Ibiza, it's like, how many times have you been to Ibiza? They're like, it's my sixth time this summer. Or, oh yeah, I've been 10 years on the bounce. Like, the hold that it has on people is scary.
Unreal.
No, but you it's know, so you know scary. What? And it's not even for like the young people that want to party. Like our friend Guy, him and his family, like they go there every year on a family holiday.
There you go.
And they do the restaurants, they do the bars, they do the boats and all that. I've got a friend, they love it. They just go every year for like a nice holiday.
A different experience as well. You can catch a different experience can't
you?
Yeah,
exactly.
So yeah, there's a lot to do there. I'm kind of closing up now, you know. I think we've had good comparisons. Before I get you to kind of rate it, I just want your closing thoughts on your experiences in both and which you preferred.
I think I preferred, oh God.
One was your stag do.
Yes.
One was someone else's stag
do. It's your best friends.
Sorry to cut you off. Before we do that, what I think is really important actually to kind of bring to the table is the villa situation.
Yes, sorry.
This has to be tabled because, I mean, pre-COVID maybe it was a bit different. And also if you're going with like 4 or 5 friends, you can get like the apart hotel or stay at the Hard Rock Hotel or whatever, and it's a vibe on the balcony. But especially now post-COVID, like, you know, with the curfew and all of that, if you're going with a group, get a villa.
Okay.
If it's a bit more
expensive. Is that Ibiza or Marbella or both?
Ibiza.
Okay, Ibiza.
Maybe both, depending on what the rules are in Marbella.
I mean, in Marbella, I think you're more likely to have a villa anyway.
Okay.
Or like an apartment. But especially in Ibiza, when the clubs close at 1, you need somewhere to go. And the thing, like, when we were in O Beach and I was talking to, like, some guys, like, you know, just whatever, they're like, I'm having a villa party. You know, if you want to come, the ratio's got to be 2-1. You can't be coming with guys, they were trying to patent the thing early doors.
Because they knew that time wasn't on their side.
Time is not on your side. So I think if you're going, and to be honest, like, you know, just you don't want to kill your night at 1 o'clock when you're in Ibiza, especially if you're on a stag or whatever. Yeah. Even if you go with your group, and you just go and you vibe out and you have a good time in the villa, you're all together. Like when you go back to your hotel, it's done because the security are on you.
That's a fact.
So I just wanted to shout
that. We tried to do that. We just had, there was nothing left, which tells you everything you need to know.
But we
on Airbnb,
2 weeks, right?
All booked. Yeah. And that's the issue we had, unless you want to pay for mansions.
An arm and a leg.
But hold tight, Axel.
Axel
and a neighbouring pool Axel. Of the apartments we didn't live there.
What, so is this Axel guy, he had a villa party?
No.
Yeah, Axel Foley. Oh. You know, Axel Foley.
That's our apartment hotel.
So we had a really big terrace, and, you know, it was hostable. Yeah. So, you know, you can have the boys back and, you know, you can host.
The boys are laughing.
Yeah. Lizzie, you can host, you know what I'm saying? So that was fine, but after an hour, the security's wrapping the door and you've got to shut it down and find another motive. So
the takeaway from that, whether it be Marbella or Ibiza, but more importantly with Ibiza, if you're looking to continue the party past 1 a.m, make sure you got the villa. If there's a big group of you and it's like financially viable.
Yeah.
How much did we load up on the Monzo for each trip? Do we remember? Let's start with Ibiza because it was most recent. So you went for 3 days probably. How much did you load up? Let's say you might not have spent it.
We prepaid quite a bit.
Yeah.
So
I can only talk about two stags where you're asking people to commit their funds because you can't be chasing that afterwards.
Yeah. I think this time, bearing in mind I was there for 2 days, I probably spent 1,100-ish.
Including flights?
Including flights.
Okay. That was all in, right?
I reckon ours was, 15?
So, mine was, yeah.
And I didn't go to Ocean Beach. So I've missed out probably one of the heavier days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so...
So 1.5 is the load up for the Monzo.
Put it this way. If you're talking about Ibiza in a normal world, from everything you're talking about, there's 6 hours of partying we've not accounted for.
Yeah, but also with that as well, you've got your drinks from the duty free and you're leveling yourself out. And, you know, some people, no names named, but, you know, disco biscuits here and there to help you through.
I would say you want to have a minimum.
Of one disco biscuit.
I think
I'm joking.
I think the budgets for both are, you're talking different worlds, I think.
Yeah.
I think if you want to do Marbella well, you can do it on a 500 quid budget. You can
I can't remember what we did Marbella.
I think I remember Marbella and I'm not thinking like
I think it's 1,800.
For two
all
nights?
In.
For
all
two
in.
Nights?
Nah.
What were you doing?
It wasn't that much.
More?
Yeah.
Marbella.
Okay.
Wait,
he was in the Ripper.
I remember spending like, so we were there for two nights, and obviously the days. I think I spent like 500.
I think it's about. I think it was maximum £1,000 on
really?
The two nights. Maximum.
Oh, come! Everyone came out well then.
I
think it was.
I mean, 500 is actually quite a lot. Yeah. By the way, because I've been speaking to people, and 200 to £250 a day. I'm hearing that's actually a lot of money for a holiday. I don't know, but I'm not even going to get into that now. We're going to save that for another trip because apparently I've been coming off way more bougie than I thought. And
well, you know what? It's the bottles. As soon as you start doing bottles, the budget is...
It's the light, bro. It's a lifestyle.
It's the liquor.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
It's very necessary as well.
It's a lifestyle. And it's the type of trips you're doing. You know, it's the type of trips you're doing. Yeah, of course, you can... go to Marbella, not get tables, and you can do self-serve at the bar, and you're, you know, 10, 12 euros a drink, and you'll be all right, you know?
Okay, something that's coming to me now that I want to ask each of you. So I want to do one for Marbella and one for Ibiza. I need one hack. So something that you wish you knew before you went, or something that you wish somebody told you before you went. Like, did you get stung? Did you get burnt in any way? So mine is going to be like, don't take an unmarked cab. If you've got to, wait for a legit taxi with a meter, because if you don't, you're going to get bumped. And that's in Ibiza.
Talking of getting stung, be wary what's in the sea in Ibiza, because you think it's all nice and nothing. The amount of people in the group getting done by jellyfish, urchins, it's not okay. I still got the marks.
Okay.
I would, not a hack for me, but for some people, depending on who's in your tribe, you need to let them know where you're going. Some men have turned up to STK in flip-flops. The bounce is not having it.
Yeah.
You sent him shops. He's bought some Helly Hansen's for, I think, 130.
€130.
Yeah.
Like, on some dead
That's
train.
That's outrageous.
Yes.
Do your research.
Do your research of where you're going.
Do your research.
And your dress code is important.
Or listen to your friends when they tell you before you get in the taxi that Havaianas aren't getting you
If in doubt, always be smarter than more casual. Like, do you know people... I always say, like, do you know people who want to wear, like, trainers to, like, a nice place? Unless they're designer, you can't wear them, bro. Like, unless
they're designer, there's designers and there's designers.
There's designers and there's designers. Like, unless they're, like... up there, you can't be coming in Nikes. It don't matter how clean they are. It don't matter how fresh out. It don't matter if they're all black.
Yeah,
you need nice trainers.
If you're not matching Nikki, can't go in.
No New Balance. No, that wasn't at you, by the way.
It lined up nicely, though.
So, yeah, guys. So, yeah, make sure you do your research. Don't get in unmarked cabs. Don't pick up random glasses of champagne, even though I did think it was mine.
And don't go too early. I know we talked about it on another pod, but I think...
You mean go out?
Go out early. We got caught a bit in Marbella because they tell you as a group of guys,
get there
you've got to get there, we'll give your table away.
Yeah.
It's a load of rubbish. You get there and there's no one in. They're just trying to get you in to buy bottles.
Yeah.
So remember that it's not England. It's I know game. It came up in the it's fast one. Of course. Yeah. And you have as much power as they do in some ways. You're about to drop... James somehow has dropped £800 more than us, so he's on the road at a bar or something.
His wife is going to be she's going to be like, what?
So that's a hack across both, I think.
No, definitely. And staying with you, Benson, so what did you prefer, Marbella or Ibiza? I mean, you don't have to choose. You can stay on the fence and be Switzerland.
I think the two times I've been, it's so hard to compare because I've been in a open time when Marbella's open
that's
till 6, 7 in the morning.
That's a fact.
Ibiza, it's like you're kind of... still restricted. You know, when we went second night out, these guys are on a table with the bottle. I've ended up trying to be inclusive with the other guys on the stag who may be less sociable and just got told by the bouncer every time I stood up, sit down,
Oh my God.
So I think different groups. I was with some guys who like playing chess in O Beach.
Oh my God.
So
chess in O Beach.
That's a tough one for Nicky.
Who don't care?
Yeah.
Care? So,
let's just say we maybe had more of a diverse group on
the tribe matters.
Trip.
Right, the tribe matters.
That's a very big hack. The tribe matters because if they don't understand
what's going on,
the assignment, like, if they don't understand the assignment,
the budget requirements, no chess anywhere on the stag, just not even in your room. Like, look, love chess, not on a stag, please, especially not in O Beach. Yeah. Like, you don't want people around you asking you, like, why are they playing chess? And you're like...
You can't even explain it, can you?
Yeah, and if they watch this, look, we love you and that, but that was a
if
howler.
If you're a group of guys, talk of hacks, if you're a group of guys in a place like O Beach, Nicky will be testament to this, don't let the bottle run down. That is crucial.
Oh, always have drink available.
You have drink.
I think, depending on your motive and the group and whatever, drink is a...
You don't want to turn up and there's promise of drink and there's no drink.
Yeah.
drink is currency.
And you're like...
This trip is sounded very technical. I wasn't there. That's true. But I think that comes back to what you're saying about your tribe, right? Like, I always, like, when I go with, like, my boys or whatever, I always scare them. And I always, like, try and, like, double... I'm like... The budget is double what we're probably going to end up spending.
So
people are, like, mentally prepared.
You've got to have some in the tuck.
Like, exactly.
You can't turn up.
You can't be going looking to hit zero like at the last minute, like with the McDonald's at the airport. Nah, it don't work like that. I know Benson has said, you know, you can't really compare.
I'm well on the fence, basically.
Can you choose? What would you prefer if we weren't in COVID? What would you prefer?
I'd go to Ibiza.
Go to Ibiza.
I'd go to Ibiza, and that.
Is that as a couple, that boys' holiday, stag do, or for all of the above?
Boys' holiday. Do you know what? I'd do for, like, either. You could do couples' holiday. You can do just a couple holiday.
Yeah.
Or I'd go with the boys. I think that
got it
would
all.
Be... It's got it all. It has got it all. The music for me is not really my scene.
But don't matter.
But I think you can...
Because of the ambiance.
You can make the ambiance. You can make it work. You
can drown it out.
You can make it work.
And James?
Just to two-step it out.
I think I agree with you. I think Ibiza is an amazing place. Like, views, vibes.
Yeah.
Everything
and it's
much
closed.
More of a movie there. Like, even though it was closed when we last went, that second night was movie stuff. Yeah, like, it was unreal.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure... whether you can do that in Marbs.
You can, but not on the scale is what I'd say. It's a lot smaller.
The movie was
really...
There's not the you know, the talent pool.
Yes.
Okay. As in, you know, guys and girls, there's not the talent pool there. There's not the numbers to do the same
So Marbella's Europa Conference.
It's Europa League.
So it's like Vegas has... Anything's possible in Vegas.
World Cup.
To be fair, pretty much anything's possible in Ibiza.
Okay.
almost anything can
and
happen.
If you've got the monies,
yeah,
the dinero,
money talks.
If the money's moneying,
So
that's right,
yeah.
You know.
What
you
will say actually is, and I've in both places, you know, we've rented cars. Like I've driven all like about, you know, Ibiza and that, Marbella as well. And I think I'd actually probably, I think I'd prefer to do Marbella with like a partner. But you can do it very well in Ibiza.
Yeah, I don't know how attractive seeing someone two step for 8 hours is. Oh, no, it's actually quite attractive if you got the steps.
Oh, I'm not talking about going.
What you do with your missus?
Yeah,
8 hours two step. Poor Catherine.
No, not that. Not that. all right, boys. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't know if there was anything you wanted to add there, but no, we'll start back with you, Nikki. Both trips out of 10.
They were both. Both. So those trips.
Yeah, those trips. We're talking about the two stag.
Yeah, I would have to say Marbella was, for me, a 9.
Yeah.
It was a 9 for me. It was a 9 for me.
And Ibiza? Strong.
And Ibiza, 7.
I'm gonna put that down to
that's
the chess.
Maybe I'm being harsh. Maybe an 8. I like we said, tribe matters.
Yeah.
I'd give Ibiza a 9.
Yeah.
But I think that trip was probably like 7-8.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's nothing to do with organization either, think, Josh.
So having not been
so many
before,
caveats,
I think 9 and 8 is about right, but only because we had certain restrictions upon us.
Yeah.
I think if we'd gone time, you're talking 9s minimum across both.
Are your mates still playing chess though in an open time?
Well, it got dashed in the pool, so it's still in there somewhere.
Who dashed it?
I don't
shout
know.
Out Alex.
Oh, was
okay.
It? Okay.
Were they fuming?
I didn't see the rest.
Not involved.
All right, so you've gone 9 and 8 as well, James.
I will go.
Considering one was your stag as well.
You better say 10 because we thought we organised a good one.
No, it was a great. It was stag. Obviously mad. I'd go. Yeah, I'd have to go 9 and 8 as well then.
Yeah. Okay. I think we probably need to apply a rating to the place and those holidays.
So
you know what I mean?
What I'd want to do, sorry, is just separate it.
Yeah,
let's go by place then.
Yeah. If that Ibiza trip was with my stag boys, obviously that's a 10 for me.
Yeah,
But because of the situation, it made it slightly different because of the energy levels were.
And you missed O Beach as well.
And I missed O Beach. Mm. So it's like a little bit.
It's giving it an 8 without O Beach.
So we're going back round again. Oh my God, all the scores today. So Ibiza, like forget which trip it's on because obviously we've done it, and Marbella, just out of 10 as places, as destinations.
Ibiza is a solid 9. Marb's probably a 7.
Okay.
I'll give Ibiza a 9. Because I haven't been to Vegas yet.
Okay.
I need to dip my toe into that and see what he's saying. But
I'm real.
Marbella, I'll give it 7.5.
Probably 7 Marbella and 8 Ibiza because I've not been fully.
Yeah.
And we're going again in two weeks. Because
2 weeks.
I'll
have you back on for a top up.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I'm going to go, Ibiza's like minimum a 9. But the reason I'm not giving Ibiza a 10 is just because, like, it's just raving. Do you know what I mean? Well, I mean, no, there are other things to do, like, around the island, but I've not done them yet. And I just feel like when I've been to Bali and to places like that where you really immerse yourself in culture, like, Ibiza is just full of English people.
No,
you know what I mean? You know,
so no, I would agree with that. It's like,
Brits abroad.
I wouldn't necessarily say, it depends where you're going.
Yeah.
So because I went with couples, that's why I would give it a 9 overall as a place, because actually, the people are really nice, like it's good vibes and chilled vibes, not necessarily partying, and like amazing views, amazing food, like it is actually just a really, really nice place.
We didn't even talk about Bora Bora Beach, by the way. Oh my God, that's where I stayed. But that's what Bora Bora Beach is, right next to the Burger King.
I think all the stuff you just
is this the Burger King across the road from the port?
Yes,
that one? Yeah, that's where we stopped for a pint and a
I'm giving Ibiza a 9 out of 10, and do you know what, my buyer, I had a great time, but it's a bit small, it's families, it's this and that, so you know what, we've been too nice. I'm giving it 6.5. Go there, but it's
take the people out of it, the place is not that amazing.
Porto Banus,
that's like, it's okay,
it's got stuff that you can work with, but on a base level, it's not what Ibiza has.
Not
like, I wouldn't be excited as much as going back to Ibiza if I went back to Marbella.
Yeah.
No.
I hear that. At all. So to wrap up, I beef with Emar Bayer. I think there's a clear winner.
Absolutely.
Here, but you can go to each for different things. So don't discard one without the other. But if your life depended on it, and let's say you needed to, you know, impress someone, or, you know, you wanted to do it for a stag or this, that and the other, I think 9 times out of 10, just choose Ibiza.
It's
okay?
It's a winner.
So with that, guys, I want to thank you all. Hopefully the first of many appearances, because, you know, this pod, we're going to keep it going.
We're
going
to have to go on the trip now.
Yeah, we are. We are. So we've done Barcelona.
Well, you didn't bring us on for that, though.
I know.
Come on, that's poor.
There was a few shout-outs, though.
Yeah, a few shout-outs.
Thank you for having us.
We were on that table outside. In the What was it? What was the place called?
Oh, Shoco.
The shocking table at Shoco.
But you needed it, though, just to get into
Shoco
that area.
Is where I got a harsh reality in not having a bass.
Yeah. Today you go learn.
The last time.
You go learn today.
Life hack, get table.
Gem Pop is not where it's at.
But with that, guys, it's been Vibes and Tribes.
Thanks for having us, bro.
Yeah, over and out.